Alright, so we left off. Actually, last week we spoke about Purim. So, but then we were, before that, we were talking about how much time you have to wait before between Fleishik and Milchik, right? And remember, we brought down a number of different shittas. There's one shita that holds that the Rama says that you don't have to wait at all. Just make Birkas Hamazon, you do Kinuch and Adacha, and then you can go ahead and eat right away. Mechaber said that you should wait 6 hours.
Fleishik and Milchik and Fleishik.
Between Fleishik and Milchik.
Fleishik and Milchik?
Between Fleishik, yeah, between after eating
meat, just to wash your mouth and keep
right. Yeah. There is a sheet like that.
Who says
there,
that? I
don't
know.
Who's it? Yeah, Yuvin Zan B'Shem Taisus. Because Taisus says, the Gemara says, really, Ben Suda L'Suda. You have to wait Ben Suda L'Suda. So what does Ben Suda L'Suda mean? That was the whole shot. What does it mean, Ben Suda L'Suda? So according to Taisus, as soon as you bench, you're on to the next Suda. So of course, you have to do Kinuch and Adacha. You have to, rinse out your mouth and eat something in between, but that was one shita. But the Mechaber said you should wait 6 hours. Then the Rama brought down another shita that the minig is to wait 1 hour. There's a minig that was pashut, spread out through all the Medinas to wait 1 hour. And then he said, but of course you have to make Birkas Hamazon. You always have to bench between the Fleishiks and the Milchiks. And then he brought down another shita that... At the end, he just says that there are medaktikim that always wait 6 hours. And he said in the name of the Taz and the Shach, they're very into this waiting 6 hours. The Shach said that the chayin roi lasis v'chol mi sheyesh bo reach teira. Anybody that has a reach of teira should wait 6 hours. And the Taz also said that b'nei teira should wait 6 hours. So that's where the 6 hours comes from. Now we know that there's a 5.5 hour sheet that really, some say as long as you're into the 6 hour, that's really good point on the Rambam. That the Rambam says, Hilchos Machlos Asuras Perek Tes, he says that you have to wait kemoi sheishos. Kemoi sheishos. Like 6 hours. Doesn't say exactly 6 hours, like 6 hours. So that's those are the different sheetas. Now I just wanted to point out one thing that we said, that let's say, there's two shitas, which is going to come up important later. There's two shitas why you have to wait 6 hours. What's the reason we're waiting 6 hours? The Rambam says the reason why you're waiting 6 hours between Fleishik and Milchik is because we're afraid that there's going to be meat stuck in your teeth. And after 6 hours, the meat is not considered meat anymore if it's still stuck in your teeth. So that's why you have to wait 6 hours. And there's Rashi and others that held that, no, the reason why you have to wait 6 hours is because it's moishach tam. Since basar has shuman in it, the taste lingers in your mouth for 6 hours. So that's, and the Taz and the Shach both say that we should be machmal like both reasons. So for example, let's say you take a drink of something fleishik. You take a drink of chicken soup without eating anything. So according to the Rambam, you don't have to wait 6 hours. You didn't chew anything. But since we have the other reason that it's moishach tam, it lasts a long time, so you'd have to wait 6 hours. So we're machmal like all shitas. Now, Shiloh's like this. Let's say a guy, he eats his whole meal, his fleishik meal, and then, maybe this happened yesterday, right? You had your the meat and the chong, and then 2 hours later, you wake up from your nap, and you feel that there's a piece of meat in your teeth, and you dislodge it, and you swallow it. So do you have to wait 6 hours from that time that you swallowed that piece of meat that was stuck in your teeth? If you just took it out, then that wouldn't be much of time, just sleep. But if you swallowed it, so then what?
No way.
So Kipshuta, it sounds like this. The Rama says.
The Rama says. Again.
What?
If the issue is going to get caught in your teeth, it's not going to get caught in your teeth.
Again. Oh, so like the rabbi, you for sure wouldn't have to. What about the. But we're machmal like both sides. It's much of time. And much of time is as long as you eat or swallow something, you have to swallow. As long as you swallow something that is fleishig, the tam lingers in your mouth.
According to the Rambam, let's say okay, you have that thing stuck in your teeth, but are you with fleishig that there's other things stuck in your teeth also? Like if you know for let's say
no,
if you know for sure you have nothing in your teeth.
No, the question is that you're waiting 6 hours from now.
That's not your question. Right, right. So according to the Rambam, you wouldn't have to wait 6 hours from the time that you took this thing out. You'd always have to wait from the first achila. Let's say you ate your challah at 12 p.m.
Yeah.
And at 2 p.m. you found this piece of meat in your teeth. You took it out of your teeth and you swallowed it.
Right.
So do you have to wait 6 hours from the 2 o'clock or from 12 o'clock?
Sure.
According
to
the Rambam, Exactly. So the Ramah says like this. V'matza achar kach basar shebein hashinayim. I'm sorry, I don't have the sheets because my printer itself needs help. Basar shebein hashinayim umesirai. And you remove it. Tzarech lehadiach piv karim sheich l'gvina. If you remove it from your teeth, then you have to, then you, all you have to do is rinse out your mouth before eating cheese. Zok the Shach. The Shach says he brings from the Ran. The Ran says, From the time that you removed it, you do not have to wait 6 hours. Ela me'achila, only from the achila. So it sounds like from the Shach that you have to remove it, right? You have to remove the piece from your mouth. If you swallowed the piece, then you have to wait 6 hours. And that's the Pashas. The Pashas is that if you wake up after your nap and you still have some meat stuck in your teeth from the challah and then you swallow it, you'd have to wait 6 hours from that time. Now, I just want to point something out, which is very interesting. This Shach is really coming from the Ran. If you look up the Ran, it seems that the Shach doesn't quote it exactly accurately. This is the Ran at the end of Kol HaBasar. I'm sorry, I don't have a sheet in it. He says here, Mikomakim nirin shemisha achol basar. Bishoyeksas. He ate basar and he waited a little bit. Va'achakach motza basar bein chinov. And then afterwards he finds this basar in his teeth. She'enay tzarch shehiya kidei su'uda. He doesn't have to wait. Me'oysez man she'notol ha'basar misham. Ela me'achila rishayna. Only from the first time that he ate. Sounds like when he's removing the piece, he's swallowing it. What does it mean when you remove the piece? When the Mechaber says you remove the piece, the Ramah, the Shach, we're talking about you remove the piece. Kipshutli means you remove it out of your mouth. You spit it out, right? You took it out of your mouth. But here the Ran says that you don't have to wait. When do you have to wait 6 hours? From the Achila Rishayna. Sounds like there was an Achila Shniyah. Otherwise, what do you have to say Achila Rishayna for? So it sounds like from this Ran, if you look it up, it sounds like, no, even if you swallowed it, all you have to wait is 6 hours for the first time. Well, I said, that's not the Pashas, and I think if you'd ask any Rav, they would tell you that you have to wait 6 hours from the second time.
You'd have to wait.
You have to be careful when what's stuck in your teeth afterwards. Make sure you don't swallow it. Okay, so now we're moving on to Ziv Beis.
By the way, anytime you eat, there are going to be some particles that are going to be stuck in your teeth.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Even if you don't discern them when you wake up from your nap, there's some pieces of food in your teeth.
Right.
Until you brush your teeth.
Well, yeah, there could be, and if you swallow,
there will be.
Okay, so if you swallow it, then according to you'd have to wait 6 hours. You have to wait 6 hours. If it just sits in your teeth for 6 hours, it's fine. According to Rambam, it doesn't have the shame of teeth of meat anymore. Okay, so Sif Beis talks about waiting between milchiks and fleishiks. We just spoke about waiting between fleishiks and milchiks. What about between milchiks and fleishiks? So the Mechaber says, achol gvina mutter lechol achar basar miyad. If you eat cheese, you can eat fleishiks right away afterwards. Ubovad, of course, there's exceptions. What do you have to do? Sheyayin yadav shaloye shum davar mehagvina nidbakan. You have to look at your hands to make sure that there's none of the pizza stuff that's stuck on your hands.
So we're not talking about the Parmesan now.
No, we're not getting. We'll get to that soon.
What about
to that
your
soon.
Teeth?
Today,
Mr. Shem,
cheese.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we'll get to that soon.
Cheese. Your
cheese. Oh, okay. So let's see. So
what was the question?
He asked, doesn't cheese get stuck in your teeth? Okay. So he says you should look at your hands to make sure that there's no cheese stuck in your hands. Let's say it's at night. You can't look at your hands. On those days, you couldn't look at your hands at night. So then you have to wash your hands. Okay, so all you have to do right now is look at your hands. Look if they're greasy or oily or cheese stuck to them. And if you can't look, so at night, so then you should wash your hands. But if it's during the day, you don't really have to wash your hands either. However, the Shach really says if it's at night, let's say it's at night and there's light. You have a big torch in your house and you see clearly with this Porsche. So then you don't have the, so according to this mechaber, is he talking about always at night, no matter what, no matter what type of this artificial light you have, or do you need like the sunlight? You know, certain things off. You need the sunlight. Do you need sunlight here, or even if regular light? So Shach says that it sounds like if you'd have a good light, so then you all you have to do is look at your hands. But then he says at the end, Lisa, you should be mach because it's so easy. Just wash your hands. Like I'm not asking you to do much. So just wash your hands. And therefore, he says, even during the day, just wash your hands. So therefore, he says, b'chei nag, and the minig is that don't just look at your hands. You should also wash your hands before you eat between milk and templation. You have to be wary of this, by the way, on Shavuos. That's the most time you have to be wary of this. Because you have... Okay. So that's the shach. The Piskei Tshuva says, let's say a person eats with utensils, right? Let's say, you know, people don't eat pizza with their hands. Who eats pizza with their hands? You cut it with a fork and a knife, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I know everybody looks like that. Yeah. So let's say you do that, so you never even touch the food, so then do you have to wash your hands? So again, same idea, that really you shouldn't have to. But since it's something that's so easy, so the minute gets to wash your hands anyway. Just wash your hands. That's what we do. Just wash your
hands. If you're driving or if it's not easy?
Right, so B'Shas HaTaki Day, you don't have to. B'Shas HaTaki, you wouldn't have to. I'm saying, you know, if you're eating with a fork and knife while you're driving, so then...
Or with a napkin.
Right, yeah, if you're eating it in a way that you're not touching the food, B'Shas HaTaki, there would not be a problem. Okay, so that's the first thing that you have to do between eating milkshakes and plashakes. Then the Mechaber goes on. He says that you have to, b'tzarech l'kaneach piv, you have to do kinuach u'lahadichai, and you also have to rinse out your mouth. What's kinuach and what's hadacha? You always say you have to do kinuach and hadacha. So the Mechaber says what kinuach and hadacha is. V'akinuach hu she'yilois pas v'kaneach by piv yafe. Just eat some bread. You swish around some bread in your mouth, take a good chunk, chew it nice and good, and it'll clean out everything in your mouth. And he says it doesn't even have to be bread, it can be anything. As long as it's something that doesn't get stuck in your mouth. Like it has to be something like that you can eat that will swallow easily. It won't get stuck in your palate somewhere. So that's the first thing. And then he says the second, and then you should rinse out your mouth with water. So you have to eat something, that's kinuach, and adach is rinsing. So that's what it is. You have to eat something, and then rinse. This is why between the fish and meat, even though it's really a different reason, that's because of sakana. There, people are makbet. They have a piece of chal, and then you have a little drink, whatever you're drinking. You know, a little chayim. Sometimes people have a chayim after the fish, right? I think that's part of the reason. To have kinuach and adach. People don't just drink. You're doing it for a reason. So those are another two things that you have to do. So does it make a difference which one you do first? Do you have to bedafka do the bread, eat and then rinse out your mouth? Do you have to?
I would think, the thing is because maybe the bread could really get out more of the places where it's hard to get
sounds
out.
Like, sounds like water, the bread does more like the general cleaning, and then the water does like the little bit. Yes, I would think that also, but the Shach says that you don't. It doesn't matter, because already you're talking about really, you know, it's between Gvina and Buster, it's mushroom and cow, so therefore he says it doesn't make a difference, you can do whichever one you want first. It's fine. Now, the Piskei Tshuva says a very interesting thing here. He says that this that you're doing kinuach, you're chewing bread. Can you chew bread? Let's say you don't want to eat this thing, whatever it is. You don't want to eat it. You don't ruin your appetite. So you know this halacha. So can you just chew it and then spit it out? Right? Can you do that? So the Piskei Tshuva says that no, that wouldn't be considered kinuach. Kinuach is only if you're swallowing it, because if you're not swallowing it, I guess you're not chewing it as good. You're not getting it around your mouth good enough. But the Piskei Tshuva says that he says even if not, you can't spit it out because it's baal tashchis. Hey, you can't just spit out food. And by the way, you should know that this is why this is. I've heard Paiskim and Lekas says it's a big chaval that people don't learn halacha, because if you don't learn halacha, so then what do? Right? We're all good. We're going to be machmer. So let's say you have this suffix on this food. You can't get to rav, whatever. You can't call him, and you don't. You feel embarrassed to keep calling the rav every other day because you don't know halacha. So you'll just throw it out, right? I'll be machmer. What's the big deal? Okay, you have a little super. I'll throw it out. It's about tashchis. It's a nisser. You can't just throw out food. Throw out good food. It's about tashchis. So you can't, that's fakir. You're not being machmir. You're being makel. It's about tashchis. So that was one of his. But you see, that's what the Jew. You can't just throw out food. Okay. So
Briskarov, you used to ask him how come he's always machmir on something. He's like, it's always machmir and makel on the other side. think it was with fasting.
Kuch
Nefesh, maybe, yeah. right. He's like, I'm fasting. Kuch
Nefesh on Shabbos.
I think it was fasting, you know. I'm machmir on the Kuch Nefesh. I'm not makel on the fasting, I'm machmir on the Kuch Nefesh. It's the same thing, right? You're not machmir on the Kuch, you're makel on the Baal Tashkis.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the Kuch Nefesh on Shabbos?
Exactly.
Kuch Nefesh, sure, but that.
Exactly. Okay, so then also interesting. Mechaber ends off saying that this whole thing that you have to do kinuch and adaka and you have to wash your hands in between is only if you're going to have basar, behema, or chaya. But if you're going to have chicken, we know that the whole thing of chicken is only derabbanan. So he says, if you're just going to have chicken after your pizza, that's fine. You don't have to. You don't have to do anything. Loi kinuch v'loi netil. You don't have to do anything. And it's just interesting because we know that Basar Chaya is also derabbanan. Right? We know Basar Chaya and only Basar Behema is an Esser Daraisa. Basar Chaya and Oaf is derabbanan. So how come here the Mechaber is putting them together? So the Shach really asks this Kasha, and the Shach says, even though that Chaya is derabbanan, since its basar is similar to the hema, so we don't want people to start getting mixed up. So therefore, you have to be mocked. But chicken, everybody knows what chicken. Everyone knows chicken. You're not going to mix up basar chaya. You're not going to mix up chicken and steak, right? You know the difference. So therefore, that's why over here, bedafka, we're actually grouping together a derabbanan with a deraisa, but by oif is a separate thing. Okay, so then we have this remote, which is. This Ramah is a little interesting, but we'll make our way through it. So the Ramah says like this: V'yesh machmirin afilu bebasar achagvina. Okay, this is after Sif Alef said you have to wait 6 hours between fleishiks and milchiks, basically. Then we have this Mechaber in Sif Beis that says between milchiks and fleishiks, that's already all you need is netila. Maybe all you have to do is look at your hands. You have to do kinuach ma'adacha, but by chicken you don't have to. Then zok deramah v'yesh machmirin afilu bebasar achigvina. You have to wait 6 hours. I mean, kipshuta, what does it mean? You have to be machmir between cheese and meat. The same way, you have to wait 6 hours after meat. But then you read weiter, and then he says v'chein nayagin shekol shehagvina kasha. Anytime you're dealing with hard cheese. Ein oichlan acharel afilu baser oif. Kemoi begvino achar baser. When you're dealing with hard cheese, then you should wait, even if you're going to eat chicken, after this cheese. This is some people are mekel, however, toiv lahachar. Okay, so now, I mean, beginning it sounds like he's talking about the Ramah. In the beginning it sounds like he's saying all cheese, right? Yesh machmir afilu baser achigvino. Then he says, v'chein le'agim, he says a reason, shekol shagvino kasha. So what's hard cheese? What's hard cheese? So the Shach and the Taz, they say like this. The Shach says that it's hard cheese is 6 month old cheese. If cheese has been sitting for 6 months, it's old cheese. I guess this is in the in how you make it. When you're making it, it's just
aged. Cheese is aged.
Aged, yeah. It's
like wine. It's aged.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if you have 6 month aged cheese, that's considered hard cheese. Another thing the Taz says that also is that he used the lashon of mislay las, like it's spoiled.
Cheese, by definition, it's spoiled milk.
But spoiled milk. Yeah. So I guess there's even a higher madrig of I think it's just
fermented. I don't know if it's not spoiled. It's fermented.
Okay, so maybe more fermented than the average cheese. Whatever this is,
leave it out for a couple days. It can spoil.
Okay. Yeah. So before we go into the nitty gritty of this halacha, I'll just tell you. That there's two thoughts. There's a few thoughts. In Eretz Yisrael, they hold that all cheese is considered hard cheese. Minhag Yerushalayim is you have to wait 6 hours always between milchiks and pleishiks.
Really?
You know, this is I think Chaim Kanievsky or Liasha.
What about after milk?
Just milk? Uh-huh. Maybe just milk is different.
Oh,
but cheese, anything that's made with cheese, they hold that all cheese, Bizman Azeh, is considered hard cheese. Then we have in America.
Is that a real thing, or it's just?
I think that's a minhag Yerushalayim. I think that they don't. They,
you mean it's come from a basis on how?
That's what I heard. That's what I heard. That the Paiskim in Eretz Yisrael hold that all cheese is hard cheese.
Because they know it's hard because they lost their bakias and they don't know now any longer.
I don't remember all the svaras. I just this sticks out. I remember hearing this, but in America I heard that Reb Aaron holds that no cheese is considered hard cheese.
Right. That's what.
Not even Parmesan cheese. No cheese is considered hard cheese. So we live in America, so we're okay.
So we don't, there are,
but there are shitas.
In Europe,
it's
just
ham.
Yeah.
Since
there
were more
Parmesan. Right. So that's about. But I think that the minig in America, and I think that people more mock on Parmesan cheese. Like the cheese that we know is hard and old. I guess aged cheese. I think Parmesan cheese that fits into that that thing. Now you should know also that it's not. It has to be that the cheese. It can't. It's not just if there's a little bit of Parmesan cheese. Some I know some people make salads. They sprinkle some Parmesan cheese in there. But if there's 60 times more salad than there is Parmesan cheese, so then we're not machmir to make you wait 6 hours. But if the Parmesan cheese, like you're having a sandwich of Parmesan cheese, you're having a nice big piece of cheese, so then you'd have to wait 6 hours. I know, like in the pizza store, where they sprinkle just the Parmesan cheese on. People are making it. You don't have to wait 6 hours.
It's hard cheese in America.
What?
Rav Aaron
held that there's no such thing. There's no such thing. But that's not all the place. Not all the place.
American cheese is just it's quickly manufactured.
American cheese isn't even cheese.
No, so right. American, right.
That's the point.
But he's talking about all cheese. And Rav Aaron was saying all cheese is not considered
cheese. It's
right, I mean, whether cheddar cheese is or not.
I don't know, I processed people's list. I thought people said it was, but
it could be. I mean, I don't know, I didn't see it, but I know it's Parmesan cheese.
I know there's also the OU in the Star K of if the Parmesan cheese was let's say, cooked, but like, say, a macaroni or a pot.
Meaning,
they hold it very different. If it's cooked, it's not
considered being a kosher anymore. It's like being a kosher.
I mean, that's a cheese.
I hear, yeah, I certainly hear. Okay, so. What's the reason that you have to wait 6 hours between the cheese and the meat? So the Taz here says like this. He says, we have two reasons why you have to wait 6 hours, right? We just said the Rambam sheet is that we're afraid that it's stuck in your teeth. And the other Pshat is that it's my shiftam. So look the Taz like this. If you hold like the Rambam, he said cheese does not get stuck in your teeth. The only thing that gets stuck is a gazunta piece of meat. That gets, you're chewing on it, it gets stuck in your teeth. A piece of cheese is not going to get stuck in your teeth. As always, like the Taz. This is like the Rambam, there's nothing to talk about. You don't have to wait 6 hours ever. Like the other Sfarah, then about you have to wait. Because it's Maishav Tam, we know the cheese, you know, you're tasting that pizza 3 hours later. Are you really tasting it? So, pizza we are, but for sure Parmesan cheese. Okay, but Mina Kosha. He's talking about Mina Kosha. So he says and then he says like this also. He says not only that, but the whole reason why the Rambam's reason that meat is stuck in your teeth is because like this. Who says meat in your teeth is considered meat? Maybe meat's only before you eat it. Once you're eating it and chewing it and everything, it's in your mouth. Maybe it loses its din of basar. So there's a pasuk, right? We had there's this pasuk that says habasar oidenu bein shinayim. Right? It was a pasuk that. Right, by the slav, that the basar is still between the teeth. So the special limud that the basar between your teeth is considered basar. So that's why the Rambam has ground to stand on to say that by basar it's still considered meat, and therefore if it's meat in your mouth for less than 6 hours, it's a problem. But by cheese, there's no pasuk by cheese that there's cheese stuck in your teeth. So he says, even if there's cheese stuck in your teeth, it doesn't have a din of cheese because you need a pasuk to tell you that. So he says, like the Rambam's reason, there's not much nothing to talk about. But if you say that the reason is Moshe Tam, then about that, there's a reason why you have to wait 6 hours. And since we know we're machmer like both Shitas, so you have to wait. So according to that Shita, they have Moshe Tam. So then there's a reason why this Ramah, they put this Chum of the Ramah. Now, let's hold that thought for 1 second. Where's this halacha gebaita? So it's really gebaita like this. There's a Chuvus Maram. And the Chuvus Maram says like this. There's one time he had a story. The Maram himself, he says one time, he's never makbid to wait any time between cheese and milk, cheese and meat. One time, he found cheese in his teeth when he already ate fleishigs. So, gazarti lahachmir al atzmi. So I decided to make a chumra on myself to wait between cheese and because of this ma'aseh shalei that happened to him, he found cheese in his teeth. So therefore, he waited. He decided that he could be machmer himself. But then he says like this: but by basar oif, ani meko. I make by basar oif, even on myself. So this story happened to him, he's got this cheese stuck in his teeth, and he had meat. So he got all nervous, so therefore he decided to machmir on himself. Okay, so this is where this chumrah is coming from, which is why this is Maram. What?
Okay.
Maram. Which is why the Shach brings on the Maram.
Sorry.
When was he?
15th, 16th century. It's Maram? It's the Maram? Maram. The Rottenberg? Is he a Rishon? Chumas Maram. Okay, so which is why the Shach brings down the Marshal, and he says, Marshal says that just because this Maram had a chumah that he was machmer himself, well, why should we also be machmer? This is because he had a story. So we have stories, and we do our own crazy. We know we're not crazy. We do our own things because we have stories. So he says, but Lamaisa Shach says that we don't go like that, and therefore you should. This is a real chumrah. It's a chumrah that's in the scalp.
Shach says you don't have to follow that chumrah.
No, he brings out the Marshal. Marshal says you don't have to follow that chumrah.
Yes.
But the Shach himself, he says it's not mokruch. Fakert, it's mashma that you should have to wear.
You shouldn't have to wear.
Yeah. Now,
not because of that story, or
no, because of the story. But the whole story that because he had a story, so therefore we all have to be machmer.
That's not the reason.
The Marshal said like this. You have a story, so all Klai Yisrael now has to suffer. You know, you want to be machmer, be machmer. I mean, you don't have to. So Shach says, no. You can't. You're taking that a little too far. It was a real chumrah. He was in the kavod himself, and the Ramah has a right to say that we're going to be machmer. Not like that, Chita the Maram. It's not like such a crazy thing to be machmer. But things like this, what was the Maista, the whole story was that because there was cheese stuck in his teeth. That was the whole reason for his chumrah, was because the cheese was stuck in his teeth. The Ta said that the whole cheese in the teeth doesn't make a difference, because there's no pasuk. So this is what struck me as funny, that the Ta is saying that the whole reason to be machmer is not because of the reason of where the whole chumrah came from. The whole chumrah came from because there was cheese stuck in his teeth when he was eating meat, and he said, "Oh my gosh, there's cheese stuck in my teeth. I can't do this." But according to the Taz, that's not. Who cares if there's cheese stuck in your teeth? It doesn't have a din of cheese, unless you have a pasuk that tells you that there's that cheese stuck in your teeth. There's a din of cheese, just like we have by basar. A basar din of mishnayim. So then you can have a.
Isn't it a smach? Isn't it a smach? The reference to the pasuk.
No, I mean,
and you really derived the halacha from that?
According to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that's where he gets his. That's it. So that's why it's funny this whole mosif, but not like this. The Maran himself, when he was saying this chumrah, he said by Basar Eif he's nekel. By Basar Eif he's nekel. By the way, there's no mention over here about being a kasha at all. You notice that? He's just talking about cheese. He found cheese in his teeth. And he was nervous. He didn't say which cheese. But he says, by Basar Eif he's nekel. Okay? The Yosef in Kufay and Gimel, in Arachayim. He brings out a Zoya. And he says like this. He says, some people are machmer not to eat Basar after cheese in one Suda. Because of the Zayar in Parshas Mishpatim, and I don't understand what the Zayar is talking about, but it's pretty clear from the Zayar that you shouldn't have it in one Suda. In one Suda, you shouldn't have Vina and then Basar. If you understand these Aramaic words in the...
So then that just tell your father-in-law not to make milk
shibboleth. Oh, so let's see. That's what I'm getting to in a second. He says, the Maram says that he would have this chumrah that he wouldn't eat Basar after Gvina because of the homaisa. He says, but he was makel by chicken, right? That's what he said. He says, he's makel by chicken. Chicken he'll eat after Gvina. Zokta Beis Yosef, Vavadai Shehuzal Lo Yiro Sefer HaZayar. It must be the Maram didn't see the Zayar. If he would have seen the Zayar, he would have never been makel by life. Because this Zayar is a serious business. You look at the Zayar over here, it's serious business. If you're eating cheese and meat in the same meal, you're going to be in for trouble. So therefore he says, Menachin Lahachmer, I feel about the right. So therefore it's like the Basar.
It's just the same meal, right?
Just the same meal. You should not eat Basarayf in the same meal as you're eating cheese. So the Basar Yosef extends the Maram to even Basarayf. Now if you look at this Ramah in Yerdayan, the Ramah says this, V'cheinayin, Shekol, Shagvina Kasha, we'll get that second, Ein Oichon Acharei, I feel about the right. You shouldn't even eat chicken afterwards. So this whole Zoyar nothing to do with gvina kasha, right? It's all about regular eating meat or chicken in the same suda as cheese. Nothing to do with gvina kasha. There's no word of gvina kasha. And the Ramah brings this. And if you look at the side, there's little parentheses in the Ramah, which the Sma wrote. And the Sma says here that it's gebayt on this Vesayasa, this Arach Haim, right here, in the Kofayim Gimel. That's where this Ramah is coming from. You should be machmer, even by Basar Ayit. And by the way, the Darkei Moshe over here in Yodea brings down this Arach Haim, this Beis Yosef, who says that you should be machmer, Basar Ayit.
The Ramah is not a problem. The Ramah is not talking about the same meal. He's saying from a meal.
Right, the Ramah wasn't even talking about the same Suda, right? Exactly. Okay. Exactly, but the Beis Yosef brings from the Zohar that you have to be machmer even by the same meal, and I'm saying even by chicken by the same meal, by the same meal, and this is what the Ramah brings. So now, should you so come Shavuos, right? And we know that there's a minig by Shavuos there in Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet in the by Hilchos Pesach, because the Shavuos is the last halacha in Hilchos Pesach. They don't have a separate Hilchos Shavuos. And he says here that there's a Bekam Mekhaimus, that the Menoyeg and Bekam Mekhaimus, Lachal Macholi, Chala, Biyoy, Risha, Choshvus. There's a minute to eat milchiks in the first day of Shavuos. And then I think the Mishnah Berurah. I think it's Berhita. I'm not finding it right now. The minig went out that now that a lot of people do, they have milchiks, right? And then they just wash their hands and then they have a fleishig meal, right? That's what happens. A lot of people do that for Shavuos. And it's a lot of minhagim. So I was wondering, what's with the zayar? How come nobody cares about the zayar? It seems like the Beis Yosef is machmer and kufayin gimel. It seems like the Ramah brings down this chumrah over here in Yodea. So how come no one cares about the zayar? The Beis Yosef says you should be machmer.
Is this the zohar like minig yishalayim? Is that the same thing? Is that what it's based on? Yishalayim is based on the zohar.
This is just the same meal.
This is even if you don't hold the minig yishalayim. I'm saying he holds that even if according to us, I'm saying the Beis Yosef is bringing this desire, and then the Ramah brings it down also over here that you shouldn't have this bus right. So what's going on? How can we not? So one thing is clear. So I'm not clear on this sugya, but one thing is clear that for some reason the Ramah only talks about like gvina kasha. So what's the pshat? How come the Ramah is talking about gvina kasha? This whole zayir has nothing to do with gvina kasha. It's talking about regular, just you shouldn't have meat and cheese in the same suda.
But that's not what the Ramah is talking about.
The Ramah is talking about hard cheese.
Right, but in an extended period.
Well, I don't know. Why is an extended period? You're right. I'm saying you mean you have to wait 6 hours. You mean.
Right.
Yeah. In a chanami. Yeah, in a chanami. He said he should wait 6 hours because he's talking about Vinakasha. But
right.
But
in the same suda, maybe he'll agree. He doesn't show how it would go there.
Right. So I'm saying that was what was shvir to me is that this whole zayar about Basar Raif, you should be machmer even by Basar Raif, which the parentheses in the Ramah says is gebayt on this Beis Yosef, has nothing to do with gvina kasha. So that's why I'm wondering why the Ramah is throwing in this whole. It's like a whole curveball. What's this gvina kasha to do with anything? So I heard one shad that no, that it's like this. Really, the parentheses are wrong. It says the yesh machmir afilu b'basar achik gvina. That's it. That's where he's encompassing the zayar. He's encompassing everything. You should wait 6 hours. After Gvina, you should wait 6 hours for Basra. Then the next thing is the Ramah's own Chumrah. The Ramah, coming from all his knowledge of the Zayar and with this and that, he says, you know what? Let's do like this. Let's say by Gvina Kasha will be Machmer, even by Basra, but everything else is going to be fine. And which is why it would make sense why a lot of people have the minig to have on Shavuos. They have Melchiks on the right. They don't even bench, right? They have Melchiks and then they wash their hands and have Fleishiks, even though it's the same Suda. But I mean, to me, I have trouble doing this because I know about the Zohar. I have trouble doing it. Okay, so we can start the next thing already. So in Siv Gimel it says that the next thing is like this. So we talked about Basar, we talked about Gvina. Now what about if you have something, a lot of Tafshel Basar? Let's say you didn't eat the meat of the chal, but you had the potatoes from the chal. But there's a lot of meat swimming around in there, but you made sure not to eat any meat. Right? You just had the potatoes, you wanted to stay par. So what are you fleishik? Do you have to wait 6 hours or not? No? What do you do?
Definitely no issue of them getting stuck in your teeth, but the taste is for sure going to be there. So it depends if you're going to the Rambam or the...
These are potatoes that were cooked with the meat?
Yeah.
So it's meat sauce?
So the potatoes are considered fleishik.
No, so that's
messy. Is it fleishik to eat milk and meat together, or fleishik to be 6 hours?
Yeah. So I'm saying, is that whole machlokes about that the Rambam and maybe only have to be machmer when you're eating meat itself?
Getting stuck in your teeth for sure, because...
with the Rambam, with Rashi.
Yeah, well, then you're not eating meat.
Right.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying maybe that whole reason why you're being machmer, the whole reason why you have to wait 6 hours is only if you're eating meat. That's
right.
The only time we're machmer.
Right.
But if you're eating... So he says like this, Lech t'mechaber, achol tafshel shel basar, mutter lechol acharev tafshel shel gvina. You can go ahead, you can right away eat a tafshel shel gvina right away afterwards. What about washing your hands? Vanatil v'neim ein el rishus. If you want, you can do it. But the Rama says, yesh masrichim natila. Yeah, you should do natila. Okay, so if you're having the potatoes from the chalant, you can go ahead and have a tafshel shel gvina. I don't know what a tapshel shel gvina is. That you don't have actual cheese in it.
No,
it's
nothing.
I was thinking about this. Just thinking about the shir. I don't know if they have attention.
Macaroni and cheese without cheese. After cheese.
Okay, right. So it seems to me the dafka is something that's milk, that's milchik, but not cheese. That meaning that's.
Right, how do you get something that's milchik that was cooked with cheese, but there's no cheese on it? Like, I don't know if we have such a thing. Okay, maybe they did. So wait, we have to finish this halacha because you can't leave thinking of this. Avon ba lechol agvina atzma, let's say you want to eat cheese itself. Mechavis like this, you want to have the potatoes from the chalant, and then have the potatoes from a milchik chalant, I don't know. You want to have tashel shel gvina. So then he says, you don't have to do anything. But he says, let's say you want to eat cheese itself. So you want to have macaroni and cheese, you want to have a cheese sandwich. Right after you had the potatoes from the chalant, then what do you have to do? Basar asma, then you have to wash your hands. So then you have to wash your hands. But that's it. What about shuman shel basar? Let's say halacha of let's say gravy, or let's say you have the fat from the meat coming off and you eat that. So the Rama says that has a din of basar itself. So that's not considered a tashal shabasar, that's called basar itself. Now, comes Rama and ruins the day. He says, V'nayagu akshav, so now the minig is lahachmer, shaloi lachal gvina achar tashal basar, kemay achar basar atzmai. Nowadays, unfortunately, so now, what would Sfaradim do? It could be Sfaradim go with the mechaber. If they just have the potatoes. And they can go ahead and have their pizza right away afterwards. They can have chalent potatoes for shal shudas, and then matzah shabbos at pizza. So he says, "Vein l'shana is for lifrei tzgedah, but you shouldn't be pirates together." You should know that there's certain times that this even this Friday to go with the Ramah. I don't know exactly. I don't know the whole. Okay, what happens if you have it cooked in a fleishig pot? Let's say you have this chalent pot, and you go and you cook. The something parv in the chalent pot.
That's even less.
So me is like the Rama, I'm being mafra on you, but nice, I'm going to give you one kulim. Ein baser, betavshel, rakshon is vashel, but kedeir shabaser, then mutter lach lachav gvina, you'll have to eat gvina right away afterwards. Ve'ein by minig lahachma, there's no minig to be mafra.
That pot is a wish type of pot. It's a pot that was used for meat that day?
Yeah, it has to. Even though it was used, the meatball pot was being used this a minute ago, and it was steaming hot meatballs, boiling hot, and then you got rid of it, you cleaned it out. So then he says,
you don't have to wait at all.
Then you can eat right away. Now, zok the shach, a big chiddush. Shach is like this. It's a gishmak a chiddush. He says, okay, so we said that if you have something cooked in a fleishig pot, you have this parv soup that he cooked in a fleishig, a pot that was used a minute ago for fleishigs, right? So he says that there's no problem, you can go ahead and eat cheese afterwards. So like the Sakh, if we're talking about a clean pot, he says, I don't need this Ramah, because we're going to learn later, and not by not, it's going to be no problem. If the pot's clean, there's nothing to talk about. Of course, it's pasha that it'd be mutter.
Even the heat brings out the...
Yeah. No problem. Because it's not barnat. We'll get to that, Mirza Shah. So he says, there's no problem. Elamai, look, the Shah, it must be we're talking about a dirty pot. We're talking about a dirty fleishig pot that you use to cook parva soup in. So you see the little, somebody in the chalam parva, he tried to clean it up, but there's still stuff stuck there. Now you use that pot to cook something parv, and now you're nervous, and there's not shishim. There's not shishim connected to that little residual grease or little bit of meat that's stuck in the pot. So then, Zok Neshach, that's what their mouth's coming to tell you, that even if you cook in that type of pot, there's not shishim, you still are not going to be fleishim. That's a nice cool from the Rambam. Yeah. Okay, that's the shach on the Ramah. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Wait, that last thing?
Yeah, absolutely.